Blog Talk Radio.
In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm time according to the royal order.
Psalm 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day, his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Song right here, here. Today's daily song. Chag HaSukkot Sameach. Beautifully good. Happy, happy. Rejoice. Happy Feast of Tabernacles, Feast of Ingatherings here. For day three of the Feast of Tabernacles in gathering, beginning off today's daily psalm according to the royal order, Psalm 146, a hallelujah psalm.
Hallelujah, come free me, come free me, come free me. Yes, hallelujah.
Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Rastafari.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
Up there in
today's daily song, we have song.
Psalm 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day, his thoughts perishing. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoner. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever. Guide.
መዝሙር 47 በቀንፍ 48 በሁለተኛ ሰንበት የቆሬ ልጆች የምስጋና መዝሙር። እግዚአብሔር ትልቅ ነው። በአምላካችን ከተማ በተቀደሰው ተራራ ምስጋናው ብዙ ነው። በሰሜን ወገን በመልካም ስፍራ የቆመ የምድር ሁሉ ደስታ የጽዮን ተራራ ነው። እርሱም የትልቁ ንጉስ ከተማ ነው። እግዚአብሔር ባዳራሾቿ መጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል። እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው በአንድነት መጥተዋል። እነርሱ ሳይተው ተደነቁ፣ ደነገጡ፣ ታወቁ። መንቀጥቀጥ እንደ ወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው። በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለች። እንደ ሰማን እንዲሁ አየን። በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ በአምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጠናታል። አምላክ ሆይ በአሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበል። አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋናህ ነው። ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት። አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው። የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ። ኢዮንን ክበቧት፣ በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ፣ ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ፣ በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ። አዳራሿን አስቡ፣ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ትነግሩ ዘንድ። ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው። እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል።
And grace is to be praised to the city of our God, the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful is thy creation, joys of the old earth, is Mount Zion. And the size of the north is the city of a great king, Yah. God known in our place for thy refuge, for now the kings assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They troubled and hasted away, for they took hold upon them pains as a woman travels. Thou breakest a ship of Zion with east wind, as herb and oak of east seas, the city of the Lord above. In the city of our God will I establish it forever, ever, ever. We have truth as the loving kindness of our God in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so the praise unto the ends of the earth. Righteousness in the hands of righteousness. Let Mount Zion be rejoiced, yea. Let the daughter of Judah be glad, because thy judgment, yeah. Walk about Zion and go around about ye. Tell it to us before ya. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for its nation, for joy and the whole earth, ya. Zion and the size of the north, the city of the great king. God known in her place for the refuge. For lo, as the kings were assembled and passed by together, they saw it. And so they marveled. They troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them. They have seen as a woman that travel. They have seen as a woman that go on a travel yard. I saw ships traveled with east wind, and we as herb ever seen the city of the Lord above. The city of our God will I establish it forever. Forever will I establish it, Yah. Yeah.
I was lost. I was lost in sin sorrow on an isle in life's dark sea. My child, I've come to save you. On board and follow me. Tis the old ship of Zion. Tis the old ship of Zion. Ship of Zion.
Daddy, are you alright?
I'm fine.
People are looking at you.
One more.
Restless forsaken.
Thank you, sister, for the soothing truths in that old hymn.
Amen.
Safe with Jesus, the captain.
You know he is.
Hashem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Adonai, 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 Yeshua I, 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 HaMoshiach, I, Shia, 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 I, Shia. Glory be the King, Kadamah HaLaSalasiyah. Yes, I, Rastafari, 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 Rastafari,
Rastafari,
Rastafari, Rastafari, Rastafari,
Hallelujah.
Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hag. Hachag Sameyach, 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 Sameyach.
Yedas Baal, Yedas Baal Desta, Adasta, Adasta.
Hag, Hachag Sameyach, 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 Sameyach.
Yedas Baal, Yedas Baal Desta, Yedas Baal in the Royal Amharic Das, the huts, the Sukkah, Sukkot, Sukkah, hut, Tabernacle, as is often translated, the pavilion. Pavilion, also a very, very interesting word within the translations of the Sukkah. We have the pavilion of David, and in that pavilion, right, within that pavilion, abiding and dwelling in that pavilion, here for the feast, right, here for the Ha-Chag. See, Ha-Sukkot, tabernacles, is referred to as the feast, here at the seventh of the Mo'adim, of the appointed days of Yahweh, of Jehovah Eloheinu, here in the season. And here connected with the Leshev, Leshev Basuka, Leshev. Leshev, someone say Leshev Basuka in the modern Hebrew, Leshev, 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 Shib, to sit, to dwell, to seat up Basuka, Basuka, in the tabernacle, in the hut. Right, in Jah's hut, in the pavilion, in booths, right, to dwell, to abide in booths. And here, Shema Yisrael, here in the season, Givir, Givir, Givir. Now, to share some of the barakot, the blessings, right, the blessings of HaSukkot, of the tabernacles, of the feasts, Hag HaSukkot, the seventh and the final, the fulfillment feast, appointed feast of Yahuwah Eloheinu, of Jehovah and I Elohim, given to Yasharel, to Yisrael, is called Sukkot. I call Sukkot, the short name Sukkot, booths, tabernacles, known as the feast of tabernacles. And Sukkot is observed in the Hebrew in the seventh month, the seventh moon, right, during the fall festival, the third of the Shalosh Regalim, the three pilgrim feasts and festivals where all Yisrael, all the males of Yisrael are required, right, required to appear in the place, HaMakom, the place, the standing place, the spot, the standing place where he who he be has set his name, right? It's very, very important for us to get ear and hear and to meditate on the innermost of the inner meaning, especially in the Brit Chadash, in the renewed covenant sense, and for, especially for I and I, the once lost, now found. Right? Because this is when we enter into the land. And entering into that land, we are to be reminded of how Jehovah caused the Bnei Yisrael, call Yisrael to abide in booths, to abide in tabernacle, these temporary structures. Interesting how the word gets translated in the KJV, some of the places. I think in Isaiah, it's a cottage, right? The daughter of Zion is left as a, you know, alone in like a cottage, in a sukkah. We also have in Amos, right? Amos, also the tabernacle of David. That's Amos 9:11. Very, very interesting. Amos 9:11 for the tabernacle of David and the connection with HaMoshiach and the Moshiach Bein David in the second coming, in the second advent. Weep not, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So we have this fulfillment. Looking at the seven seals, looking at the seven feasts of Jehovah that is appointed. So here's the seventh, the fulfillment, the Feast of Tabernacles, Chag HaSukkot, also referred to as HaChag, as HaChag. We have it in the Brit Chadasha, in the Renewed Covenant. We have it in the Gospels, known as the Feast, the Feast. Now, Sukkot, Tabernacles, the booths, pavilions, so to speak, pavilions, huts, just bringing out the inner meaning. What is the sukkah? And from that root, the sok, sukkah, right? The huts, he caused I and I to dwell. When? Here in the seventh, see, for the seven, the two sevens clash in the seventh moon, the seventh month, then the later Hebrew and Judaic calendars is referred to as Tishri. We have Tishri. From the 15th, right, of Tishri, the 15th of the moon, of the Chodesh, of the month, to the 22nd of Tishri. Now, during this time, during this Iowa, many of the Yehudi, right, the Jah people families, construct a sukkah, right, according to traditional Judaism, but this is base, right, this is why we base it here on what HaTorah says. So come, give ear, right, and hear, and also come make with reason. So what is a sukkah? Sukkah is the singular. Sukkah, tabernacle, the tabernacle of David, the sukkah of David, right, daughter of Zion and the prophets in the sukkah. Also in the Psalms of David, we have pavilion, in the pavilion, right? Also in the first book of Moshe, we have the, and also the five books, right? The Pentateuch, HaTorah, we also have reference to Sukkoth. Now, in the KJV, the English translations, often it's S-U-C-C-O-T-H, just to put that there for ones and ones, even getting into the metaphysical, right, metaphysical implications. See, this is important in the Brit Chadasha sense, because according to the Old Covenant, or the foundation, but actually it's the Old Covenant because renewed, because that breaking of the covenant, as it was even with the Bnei Yisrael in the wilderness, they had broke the covenant with the molten calf and was renewed. Right, and we say this especially to many of our fellow, you know, Yehudi or Jews, you know, on that, they say, we the black Jews foundation, right? What's the connection with the renewed covenant? What's the connection with the tabernacle of David and the acknowledgement of the black Jews of Harlem, the commandment keepers of Elohim Chaim, right? That His Imperial Majesty, that man sitting upon the throne of great King David, especially in this revelation time, Christ in His second advent, Christ in the second adventure, Christ in His kingdom character, HaMoshiach, the Moshiach Bein David. So many of Ainai Jah people families would construct a sukkah, right? A small, hastily built hut. So a sukkah can be defined as a small, hastily built hut in which meals are eaten throughout the feast, throughout the festival, throughout, right, those 7 days. Right? There's 7 days, but then there's the eighth day, right? The Shemini Atzeret, the eighth day. And the first and the last, or the eighth day, now remember it's a seven day, right? 7 days we are commanded and it's appointed for us to abide, or leshev, right? Leshev in sukkah, right? In sukkot, plural, in a plural sense, but each one is responsible for their tabernacle, for their pavilion, right? For their booth, right? Now, there's the Yom Tov, right? The Yom Tov. What is the Yom Tov? Right? The good day baraka. So the barakot for Sukkot, coming forward, give ear. But there's one interesting note to note, And it is a phrase, an expression that we'd like I and I fellows to become even more familiar with. And it is connected also with the Sukkah Baraka, the Baraka of the booth, the Baraka of the tabernacle, the Baraka of the pavilion, the Baraka of the cottage, so to speak. See, pointing to these different words is how, if you're reading the KJV, the English translation, you may come across these words and not being familiar with the underlying word, which is this word right here, right, which gets to be translated as tabernacles, booths in the earlier instance, the booths as tabernacles, as pavilion, right? Dawid, great King David, Dawid HaMelech speaks about that pavilion, right, within his pavilion. So we're going to touch on those verses as well, but just a note to the Chabarim. So before the eating of the Yom Tov, Yom Day Tov, the good day meal in HaSukkah, in the hut, in the tabernacle pavilion, in the booth, I first recite the Kiddush. There's the Kiddush, right? Like a Kiddush, and then recite the following Baraka. There's the following blessing. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu Be'mitzvotav V'tzvanu Leshev Basuka Leshev, to dwell Basuka. Baruch Ata Adonai, blessed art thou Adonai Eloheinu Ainai Elohim, true God, Melech HaOlam, eternal King, universal King, Asher Kiddushanu, who has sanctified I and I, caused I and I to be set apart, has eilified, Asher Kiddushanu, has eilified I and I, b'mitzvotayo, by his commandments, his imperatives, with Siwanu, and has commanded I and I, with Siwanu, leshev, right, to dwell, to yashab, right, to seat up, to dwell, leshev, basuka, in the sukkah, in the booth, in the tabernacle, in the pavilion, right? So when I and I would say the hamotzi is for the bread, it's the baraka, it's the berakat, the blessing, the baraka over the bread, breaking that bread in the sukkah, right, before partaking of I and I meal. Now, there's certain traditional foods, you know, the greens, right, the good greens, right, also containing fruit, right, fruit, the fall festival vegetable, the fall harvest, you know, fruit that is, you know, for the harvest that comes in at the harvest time, so the vegetables, right, also certain dishes, you know, being made with honey, you know, and also certain pastries, you know, bringing to mind, heart and mind, the land. I said, the land, in the innermost of the inner sense, especially for us in the Brit Chadasha, is consciousness. Right? So when we enter into that consciousness, we observe this, heuristically, even in the season, although we might not be able to, and we still are in a land which is not ours. It's when you enter into the land. So there's the two truths. Right? So we look at the pattern, right, from the phi cycle or the earthly type. Right? Then we come to the heavenly type within the new covenant, the King of Kings Christ sends right here. Now, there's also a custom, a tradition, a custom, which you find it very, very interesting, especially when we connect it with the Brit Chadasha, especially with the Epistle to the Ibrahim or the Hebrews, which is also one of the appointed readings here from the Brit Chadasha for this season, the book of or the Epistle to the Hebrews, which helps to give, we say, the Old Testament Yehudi and Bani, you know, the Bani Yisrael, the new covenant, the renewed covenant sense, right, of how these feasts, how these festivals are to be observed, not just according to the so-called outer type, but in the innermost of innocence. Right? So there's the custom of inviting what some might refer to as, quote, imaginary guests, right? Really the guests. Right? See, in the Aramaic of the Hebrew, is referred to as the ushpazin, the ushpazin, the ushpazin, the ushpazin, the ushpazin. This is some Aramaic, not Yiddish, but it's Aramaic. Right? Talking about Eastern Shemitic. Right, in Hebrew, as we have it, is more Western Shemitic, and also the Royal Amharic as well. We also make that link right there, Afro-Shemitically speaking, because we now have for us, in our language, in that pure language that he has renewed for I and I people, the Ingadoch. The Ingadoch. Who are the Ingadoch? Ingada means a guest. Right? It's like a stranger, but in the sense of guest. Right? So there are certain guests which are invited, right, and heart and mind, to also abide and to join I and I in HaSukkah for I and I meal, for that breaking of bread. All right? So on the first night, I and I would invite Abraham. And for each subsequent night, we invite one of the guests. Now, who are these guests? Now, I'm not getting into much detail here, but I think it's a very important connection because in the Epistle to the Hebrews really brings out more of an inner sense, right? Now, the seven, we have Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. We have Moses, Moshe, Musa, Aaron, Yosef, Joseph, and Dawid. Right? They are called in the Aramaic the Ushpazim, which means guests. Right, the guests. We refer to them in the Royal Amharic as the Engadoch. And do we have verse? Do we have script for that? Yes, we do. Something very, very important that is connected here that really bridges this gap between the so-called Old Testament, Yehudinet, or what's translated as Judaism or Yehudiness, right, and the New Covenant, right, fulfillment in HaMoshiach Yeshua, in Christos Jesus, in the King of Kings Christ. So there is the inviting of the guests. Right? Seven Engadoch, seven who are the Ushpazim, who are these guests? Why do we invite these guests? Right? And what's the connection? See, the reference to these supernal guests are the founding fathers, right? The founding fathers, the patriarchs. You can see the righteous patriarchs, the righteous fathers and the righteous patriarchs of Jah people, both of Jah's ethnic people and also of Jah's iritical spiritual people. Now, here's the connection here with the scripts that we find to be very, very interesting. We look up Engadoch. Looking up Engadoch, right, the Engadoch from Engadah, singular Engadoch. Looking up Engadoch in the midst of Kedus, in the Book of the Seven Seals, of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, Revelation 5:5. Looking up in that Book of the Seven Seals, the authorized, advised, and Amharic Bible, we have this word, Engadoch, at least 63 times. In the Belui Kidan, Old Covenant Scripture, and the Adis Kidan, corresponding to the Brit Chadasha, the renewed, the new covenant, the Adis Kal Kidan, the new word, covering word, agreement. Hadis, Adis, new, Kal Kidan. Wada Ibrawiyan. Let's go to Wada Ibrawiyan, to the Hebrews, the epistle to the Hebrews. We have chapter 11, verse 9, same chapter, verse 13. And then also chapter 13, verses 1 to 2. Just to share this right here when we speak about, well, who are these guests? And what's the relationship of these guests that we sup? Right? We sup with these patriarchs, right, in I and I Pavilion and I and I Tabernacle. Also the connection with the transfiguration on Tabor, right, and Rovenu. I, Rovenu Yeshua, I and I Rabbi, the Rabbi, I and I Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that particular, see, remember what Peter said. Peter said, when Peter saw Moshe, right, and Eliyahu, right, and Elias, and Elijah, right, along with that transfigure shining, you know, brighter than the sun, Yeshua, right, on Mount Tabor, right, and Mount Tabor, even that name, the crossing over, to cross over Tabor. And he saw them reasoning and parlaying. It's interesting that Peter, right, the great apostle Peter, St. Peter, would say what he's saying. Oh, it was a good place. What a good place. We should build, you know, three. You see, we should build three what? Right? Three tents, three tabernacles, one for each of them. And interesting that cloud, the Father's cloud, the cloud of Elohim Ha'av, right? We're going to connect that word right here, too. But here, just for the Ushpazim, right? Ushpazim, the Aramaic Ushpazim in the Royal Amharic, the Engadoch. Who are these Engadoch that we sup with, right? In I and I Sukkah, in I and I Booth, in I and I Tabernacle, Pavilion, in I and I Cottage, right? In the innermost of the innocence. Well, here, let's first go to Hebrews chapter 11. We've got three verses here, three main verses, right? Chapter 11, verse 9. Le'engadoch in de mihon, betesvak al, beteseto ager, bedinquan noro, yan yetesvak al abrot, kami warsu, ka yitzahak inna, ka yaikogar, indamitz atenya, bemnetatek emete. Now, the English, the KJV, that's from the King of Kings, right here, the KJV, by faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange, as in a what? A strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Yitzhak, with Isaac and Yaakov and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise, the same yea and amen, same hope, the same expectation. Le'en gedoch in the mihon betesfak al beteset o agar din kwa noro, yan yetesfak al abrot kami warsu akayit Yitzhak ina kayakov gar in the mitzatenya bemnet tekemet beemnet in faith tekemet tekemet means to see, to be seated up. Right? Verse 10 then says, the connected verse to the next verse, chapter, where are we here? We are here in chapter 11, verse 9, the key verses, and then we also have verse 11, but the connected verse is verse 10, Meseret Yalatin. Meseret Yalatin, Egziavihir, Yeseratinna, Yeseratinna Katama, Yitavika Nabarina. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, the foundation. Here we get to the foundation in the Isle of Place, in the holy place, and the true, we say, renewed covenant tabernacles in the innermost of the innocents. Mesereta yalatin, agiziavihed, yeseratinna, yefetaratinna katama, yitavik nabarna. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker, the builder and the maker is Egziavihar, is the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, the generous Av. Egziavihar, Egziavihar. Now here brings us to now the second main citation verse that we have here with the En Gedoch, in the sense of the Sukkot tabernacles, the Ushpizin, that we have as these guests, right, the founding fathers, the guests, right, that we are to invite and sup with as we fulfill this mitzvah right here in the reason for the season. So here, Hebrews 11:11, Kutarasaran, and then below, verse 11 reads, Tesva yeseto yetamnen dahone sile kutarech, sara raswa degmo idmewa inkwa kalefe bechala zarin le metznes. Le metznes, chaylin bemnetagenyech. Now we have this right here. Let's get this right here. Okay, it's actually verse 13. So between verse 9, we have Hebrews 11 and 9, the En Gedoch there. Now here is the intervening text to get to verse 11. So we have 11 and 9, 11 and 13. Here it says, through faith, the emnet, the emunah, the yea and the amen, the admittance, being of that right and righteous persuasion of heart and mind. Also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. She received that word. She judged him faithful who had promised. Verse 12, Vasilazi Degmo, Be Bizatacho in the Samai Kokeb in the Maya Kotarim, Be Bahir Dar in Dale, Ashua Ye Nebarut, Ye Motena So in Qua, Ka Mesloa Ka Andua Teweledu. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead. Right, here we call this the Hebrew, the Hebraic, we said the Osirian, right? The Hebrew Osirian, the Hebrew Osirian here. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead. I ain't talking about that deadbeatness. He was deadbeat, you know, in that sense, as good as dead. But there sprang there even of one, and him as good as, right, as good as dead, as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. Silazi degmo bebizat tacho in the samaya kokeb in the maya kotarim bebahir darin dale ashawa yet nebruta yemoten so inqua kameslo kaandu teweledu. Now here's our verse with the En Gedoch. Right, the En Gedoch, Aramaic En Gedoch here, the Royal Amharic, well, Ushpizin, right? Ushpizin in the Aramaic and the Royal Amharic En Gedoch. So we're going to use En Gedoch, right, for what the other Yehudi or the other Jews refer to from the Eastern Semitic, the Aramaic. We're going to refer to here and scripturally, biblically as well, make the connection of why it is we ought to do these things. Verse 13, Silazi, Kutarasarasos. Verse 13, Enezi. Enezi hulu amno motu. Yeteset achuena yetesak ala lagenyumna darugin ka ruk ahono ayutina te salamut be midritum in gedochina met atenyoch in dihonu tammen. These all died in faith, in zihulu amno motu, not having received the promises yeteset achuena yetesak al alagenyumna. Did not receive Tesvah, the hope, that expectation, that word of expectation. But having seen them afar off, having seen them, Darugin, Karuk, Ahono, Ayutina, and were persuaded of them, Tesalemut, right? Tesalemut, they were persuaded of them, and embraced them. And kiss them, welcome them, embrace them, and confess that they were strangers, the word strangers, the ingedoch, be midritum. Yes, so the trumpet, the first trumpet might as well be the last. Be midritum, and in the earth here, the feminine sense, overtly, like be midritum, and in the earth, it's like I'm going to say in the land, right? Be midritum, and in the land. In Gedoch, strangers, in Gedoch. So here, the correspondence with the Aramaic, Ushpazin, in Gedoch, na, and Metzatenyoch, and pilgrims, Metzatenyoch, in Dihonu, as they be, Tamenu, right, that word right there, Tamenu, right, having that Amen, that Yea and the Amen, the true faith. Now here, this brings us to the fulfillment here, and the connection of the Ushpazin. Right, the inviting of the Ushpazin, because we say traditional Judaism speaks a lot about certain things that might appear to one to be something traditional Jewish, or say, okay, these or those Jews do it, and sometimes maybe there's a particular ones that do certain customs that are not according to the spirit and in compliance with our Torah, but this one is, right, the Ushpazin, right, the Sukkot and the Simchat Torah. Who are the Ushpazin? Who are these guests? Right, who are these? The word, as we said, both means strangers and guests. And we're going to prove it right here as we get to verse 1 and 2 of chapter 13. So we just cited the main verses, Hebrews 11, verse 9, and verse 13. And here, chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. What a Ibrawiyat, Mi'raf Asarasos, chapter Asarasos, 13, Kutroch, verses An Iskahulet, Kutroch, right? The two verses. As one, and we see it here as it is in the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals. Yeah, Wenda Mamach, Mewadeda, Yinur, let brotherly love continue. Yeah, Wenda Mamach, brotherhood, yeah, Wenda Mamach, of the Wendem, yeah, Wenda Mamach, yeah, Wenda Mamach, Mewaded, love, Mewaded, Wadada, someone say, but here we have Mewaded, right, Mewaded, Yinur, yeah, Wenda Mamach, Mewadeda, Yinur. Make the brotherhood, the loving of the brotherhood. Make the loving of the brotherhood continue. Make it continue. Make it be. Make it continue. In essence, I'm saying make it sustainable. Right? Yeah, Wenda Mamach and Mewadeda Yinur. That's verse 1. Kuter Hulet. In Gdochin Mekebel Atirsu. 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 Men in Gdoch. In Gdoch. The guests, strangers, guests, in Gedochin, Mekebel, see the Kebele, to receive, in Gedoch, the in Gedochin, the Mekebel, Atrusu, right? Don't forget, right? Gezi, in this, Andandoch, Sayauku, in this, ones, while not knowing, Melaiktin, angels. In Gidnet, Tatek Evlawalna, in Gidnet. KJV says, be not forgetful. Right? Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, guests. For thereby some have entertained angels. Here it says angels, the Melaikt, right? Melaiktin, right? The angels are literally the messengers. Those are the message. As I founding patriarchs, the righteous patriarchs, the righteous fathers. What was their message? Right? What's the message of I in Gedoch? Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, and King David. All right, now, usually the usual order, right, looking at the order right here, the usual order, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Aaron, Yosef, Joseph, and David, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Aaron, Joseph, and David. We have the seven. All right, so the connection of what we read here and we study here from the epistles of the Hebrews, right? And we have often commented on this and went into more detail elsewhere, and we'll save that for elsewhere, but just to mention it here again, often Hebrews is attributed to Paul. There's a scene when Paul is in Jerusalem with the other, right, disciples and apostles, right, other apostles of Adonai. And it's interesting because they speak, even within the writings, we went through this in detail, but of fellowshipping. And at that time, the early time before the whole 70 AD came to that fulfillment, there was still this time of preaching that grace, preaching that mercy to even the remnant, right, of the Yehudi, the Jewish, the Judahite, ethnic Israel, especially, right, up to the time of 70 AD. And in the earlier times, right after the crucifixion, death, burial, and resurrection of HaMoshiach, Yeshua, Adonenu, they went to the temple, right, and they worshipped in the temple. This is recorded in the Gospels, in the epistles, in the scriptures. And when we see the context, we study in the context of Ode Ebrawian, of the epistle to the Hebrews, we get to see that this is the dialogue that we read about here. It's not just one man, but it's one man who is taking the lead in speaking for, like in essence, we can say Paul, his role would have been almost as a cheer for that, even though at that time we have James, Yaakov, also known as Jacob, you know, James, who is the first bishop, right, or the shepherd, to say the shepherd of the church, right, of HaMoshiach, the earliest churches at Yerushalayim, at Jerusalem. Right, so we see that within Acts of the Apostles, chapter 15. Chapter 15 is very interesting, and even says how they went to the temple, how they was worshiping together, and also Acts of the Apostles elsewhere brings it out as well. So this seems to take place, according to what we read in Hebrews, while they are fellowshipping. This is like a highlight of their reasonings, you know, of their reasonings. People talk about different church, so-called councils. This is the real council for the true church of HaMoshiach, the true church of Jesus Christos, the true church of I and I, Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so this word right here that we are able to point to, especially here in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 to 2, as well as the other verses that we have in the Epistle to the Hebrews, as we noted, chapter 11, verse 9, and verse 13 especially, where we have the reference to strangers, right, how the patriarchs were strangers, Abraham, right, along with, we're dwelling with Isaac and Yaakov, right, dwelling with Isaac and Yaakov. So even though they were not even born as of yet, he was still abiding and dwelling with them. So we get the eretical connection to even the invitation, right, and to sup, right, for each of those nights with I and I, we could say, founding fathers referred to as the guests. And the key word here in Hebrews chapter 13, both in Mekabel, right, where it says in Gedochin, Mekabel Atrasu, Atrasu, Atrasu. Don't you all forget to receive in Gedoch. See, many people, I guess they read that and not having the full Hebraic Judaic context, as even the Apostle Paul, the great apostle, even to the Gentiles, he clearly states, right, his right and exact orientation, right, with the true teachings of, we say, Yehudinet, right, and what is in the law and why is the law, right, but then in carrying that message faithfully forward in fulfillment of even the word of the prophets, bring us to these latter days and times. So we have the next word where it says to entertain, right, it says entertain angels unaware. Bezi andando chesayauku, and in this, ones and ones, and andoch, ones and ones, sayauku, ones and ones, while not knowing, melaiktin, angels, messengers, in gidinet, that guest, hospitality, we can say, right, that hospitality, tekevlewalina, have receiving, for they receiving them, right, receiving them. Now, no doubt the connection here with the custom and the practice of receiving, right, of receiving the patriarchs as the ones we meditate and iditate on, because each of them had their experience abiding and dwelling basuka, right, in that hut, in that tabernacle, in that booth, in that cottage, right, as they leshev, right, leshev, dwell, seat up. Come. And we sat up. So even the word sound and Rastafari, seating up and sitting up together. Yes, I, Rastafari. The ush, pazin, Einai in Gedoch. Yes, I. In Gedochin. Mekabal Atrasu. Don't not forget. Don't forget to entertain. Right? Entertain the guests. 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 The guests.
Do remember. Do remember the guests. Yes, I. Entertain. Seating up. Seating up. Here, here, here for day three. Here in the season, reason for the season, going to ride up with the Aliyot here for day three, right here, here, here. But first, a little Rhema tune right here from the Abyssinians. Tena Yistaling may give you health for I and I. May he who be who he be give you health, give I and I health. Tena Yistaling. Lachayim Chabarim. Abyssinians right here, here, here. Tena Estelin, Wendemay. Tena Estelin, Wendemay. Miskana, Lehul Gizeh. Tena Estelin, Lachayim, Lachayim, Habarim. Again, and Degana.
You must come on.
excellent, an Iceland wonder man.
Excellent wonder man, you must go no longer. To my excellent wonder
Abyssinians right there, that classic dub, Tenastalin, Wendemay. Here we're at day three of the Feast of Tabernacles, day three. Here we know this as the Chol Moed. You know, here's the intermediate days. You know, it says the first day, you know, and that eighth day is a Shabbat day. So here we're at the beginning, the first of the intermediate days. We have the reading from HaTorah, from the Torah, Exodus chapter 33, verses 12 to chapter 34, verse 26, as well as Numbers chapters 29, focus verses 17 to 22, the fire key right there, and the HaTorah. Prophet's reading we have Ezekiel Ezekiel chapter 38, focus verses, verses 18 to chapter 39, verse 16. And in the Brit Chadasha, in the New Covenant reading, Renewed Covenant reading, here we have Yaakov, a.k.a. James, the full of James. So we come forward right here for this feast, Chag HaSukkot, Sameach, happy, rejoice, joyful in God.
Let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God, before God.
Jump, Rastafari, jump, Rastafari, jump, Rastafari.
Baruch ata Adonai,
Baruch ata Adonai,
Baruch abba Yerushalayim,
Baruch
ata Adonai, Baruch abba Yerushalayim,
Yerushalayim.
Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not.
In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Rastafari.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Elohenu. Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
The reading for this Chag HaSukkot, the reading for this Chag HaSukkot, for the Shabbat, from the Torah, Exodus chapter 33, verse 12 to Exodus chapter 34, verse 26. B'shem Ha'ab Ve'Habein Ve'Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Achad. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit. One, He who be, who He be. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Exodus, the Sefer Shemot, Exodus chapter 33, verse 12. Moshe's prayer, Moses' prayer, Yahweh's answer, Jehovah's answer, verse 12. Vayomer Moshe el Yahuwah re'e ata omer elai ha'ala eta ha'amma hazeh ve'ata lo. Ho dai tanni eta ashera tishalacha imi wa ata amarta ye dae tika bi shema wa gamma ma sata chen
B'ayinai. And Moses said to the Yahweh, see, thou sayest to me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou, the I, hast said, I know thee, I, by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now, therefore, I pray thee, I, if I have found grace in thy sight, shew me now thy way, that I may know thee, I, that I may find grace in thy sight. And consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Vayomer panai yeleku wa hanihoti la. And he said to him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence from here. For wherein shall it be known here that I am thy people, have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And Yahweh said to Moshe, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee, Moses seeks a new vision for the new task. Verse 18, and he said, I beseech thee, shew me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my glory pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of Yahweh before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will shew mercy on whom I will shew mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And Yahweh said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee, in the cleft of the rock, and will cover thee, with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Exodus chapter 34. The second tables, the second tablets of the law of Ha-Torah. And the Yahweh said to Moshe, hew thee, two tables, tablets of stone, like to the first, and I will write upon these tablets, tables, the words, the barim, that were in the first tables, tablets, which thou breakest. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning to Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mount. And no man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before that mount. And he hewed two tables, two tablets of stone like to the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning and went up into Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, as the Yahweh commanded him, and took in his hands the two tables, tablets of stone. The new vision, verse 5. And the Yahweh descended in the cloud and stood with him there, and proclaim the name of the Yahweh. Hanun, Rekapayim, Rava Chesed, Emmet, Noser Chesed, Elafim, Noser, Avon, Pesha, Nake, Lo, Ye, Nake, Poket, Avon Nabot Allah, Banim we Allah, Bne Banim Allah, Shir Leshin we Allah, And the Yahweh descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Yahweh. Vayered Yahuwah bi'anan, vayita yaseba imosham, vayikra bishem Yahuwah. And the Yahweh passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord, the Yahweh, El, the good God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, truth. Vaya ibor Yahuwah Allah panayo, vayikra Yahuwah, Yahuwah el rahum ve hanun rekapayim ve rav hesed ve emet, keeping mercy to the thousandth generation, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers, the patriarchs, upon the children, and upon the children's children, to the third and to the fourth generation. Poked, poked. Avona bota Allah banim, Allah bne vanim, Allah sheleshin, Allah rebaim. And Moses made haste, and bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Adoni, O Adonai, Adonai, Vayomer imana, ana, mas ati, chena be, aineka, Adonai, yelekna, Adonai, vikira benu, ki ama, kese, orek, hu, with sa lehta, La eonenu, ulla hatatenu, unna helatanu, tanu. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Adonai, let Adonai, Doniai, I pray thee, I go in the midst of us, for it is a stiff-necked people. Pardon our iniquity and our hatiyat, our lack, our akri, and take us for thine inheritance. The renewed commission, verse 10. And he said, behold, I make a covenant. Before all thy people I will do marvels, such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among which thou art shall see the work of the Yahweh. For it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee, I. Observe thou that which I command thee, I, this day. Behold, I drive out before the eye the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, whither thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee, I. But ye, y'all, shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other Elohim. For the Yahweh, whose name is zealous, Elohim, 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 Tacheva, ki lo tisha tachewe, li el, acher ki yahuwah, ana shmo, el, ana. Lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a-whoring after their Elohim and do sacrifice to their Elohim. And one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice, and thou take of their daughters to thy sons, and their daughters go a-whoring after their Elohim, and make thy sons go a-whoring after their Elohim. Thou shalt make thee no molten Elohim gods. The feast and the Sabbaths again enjoined. Verse 18. The feast of unleavened bread shalt thou keep. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread as I commanded thee. In the time the Iwa of the moon of Abib. For in the moon, the month Abib, thou camest out from Egypt, Mitzrayim. All that openeth the matrix is mine. And every firstling among thy cattle, whether ox or sheep, that is male, is male. But the firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb. And if thou redeem him not, then shalt thou break his neck. All the firstborn of thy sons thou shalt redeem. And none shall appear before me empty. 6 days thou shalt work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest. In airing time and in harvest thou shalt rest. And thou shalt observe the feast of weeks of the firstfruits of wheat harvest and the feast of ingathering at the year's end. Thrice in the year, in the Shana, shall all your men children, your male children, appear before Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael, shall appear before the Adawan, Yahuwah, he who be who he be, Elohei Yisrael, the Elohim of Yisrael. For I will cast out the Goyim, the nations, before thee, and enlarge thy borders. Neither shall any man desire thy land. When thou shalt go up to appear, lifnei Yahuwah Eloheka, thrice, 3 times in the Shana, thrice in the year. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven, neither shall the sacrifice of the feast of Passover, Pesach, Fasikah, be left to the morning. To the first of the firstfruits of thy land thou shalt bring to the house of Yahuwah Eloheka, Yahweh, thy Elohim. Thou shalt not see the kid in his mother's milk. Glory to the word, glory to the sound, glory to the power. Kubur le abinu le melkenu le kadamawi chayla selase beshem Yeshua HaMoshiach. Amen. Glory to I, Father, and I, King, the first power of the Trinity. In the name of Jesus Christos. Amen, 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 amen.
Why, perfect, blessed, Moriah.
And on the third day, 11 bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without blemish. And their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And 1 goat for a sin offering beside the continual burnt offering and his meat offering and his drink offering.
Babylon burning, Babylon burning, Babylon burns. They have no water. Fire fire, fire, fire.
I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, exhibir masakan, grama, we rasatar, madani, alam, tina easterling, the coast, and the ghast. Sai, kyubya, kyubya, kyubya.
Barugata Adonai Eloheinu, melech haolam, asher bachar benebiim tobim, veratah bedebrehim, hane amarim baemet. Baruch atah Adonai, habocher batorach uboshe abdo, ube Israel ammo, ube nebiei haemet watzelik. Blessed art thee, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thee, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Shema Yisrael.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of
Israel? Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 38, verse 18 to 39, verse 16. Besama Abba, where will let Mephesa Kadus Ahadu Amlak?
And it shall come to pass at the same time when Gog shall come against the land of Yisrael, saith the sovereign Yahweh, Buruku, that my fury shall come up in my face.
For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Yisrael, so that the fishes of the sea, and the fowls of heaven, and the beasts of the field, and all creeping things that creep upon the earth, and all the men that are upon the face of the earth, shall shake at my presence. And the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. And I will call for a sword against them throughout all my mountains, saith the sovereign Yahweh Buruku. Every man's sword shall be against his brother, and I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with them, an overflowing rain and great hailstones, issah, fire and brimstone. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. Ooh, ooh. Chapter 39, verse 1. Therefore, thou son of man, prophesy against Gog, and say, thus saith Haggai Yahweh, Buruku, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. I will turn thee back and leave thee but the sixth part of thee, and I will cause thee to come up from the north parts, and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel. And I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand, and I will cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand. Thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy bands, and the people that is with thee. I will give thee to the ravenous birds of every sort, and to the beast of the field to be devoured. Thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I have spoken it, saith the sovereign Yahweh Buruku. And I will send a fire on Magog, and on them that dwell carelessly in the islands, and they shall know that I am Yahweh Buruku. So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Yisrael, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. And the heathen shall know that I am Yahweh, the Holy One in Israel, the Kedush An Bet Yisrael. Behold, it is come, and it is done, saith the sovereign Yahweh. This is the day whereof I have spoken. And they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth, and shall set fire, and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers, the bows and the arrows, and the head staffs and the spears, and they shall burn them with fire 7 years, so that they shall take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any out of the forest. For they shall burn the weapons with fire, and they shall spoil those that spoil them, and rob those that rob them, saith the Sovereign Yahweh, he who be who he be, Buruku. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will give to Gog a place thereof grave in Yisrael, the valley of the passengers on the east of the sea. And it shall stop the nose of the passengers. And there shall they bury Gog and all his multitude, and they shall call it the valley of Haman Gog. In 7 months shall the house of Yisrael be burying them, that they may cleanse the land. Yea, all the people of the land shall bury them, and it shall be to them a renown, the day that I shall be glorified, saith the Sovereign Yahweh Buruku. And they shall sever out men of continual employment, passing through the land to bury with the passengers those that remain upon the face of the earth, to cleanse it. And after the end of 7 months shall they search. And the passengers that pass through the land, when any seeth a man's bone, then shall he set up a sign by it, till the buriers have buried it in the valley of Hamongar. And also the name of the city shall be Hamona. Thus shall they cleanse the land. Amen. Glory to the word, sound, and power. Let the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, Rastafari. This is Yeshua.
In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle, and his dwelling place in Zion. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam. Asher natan lanu Moshiach Yeshua v'ha'barut shel ha'barit ha'hadasha. Baruch atah Adonai, notain habarit ha-hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
The book of James, Yaakov, Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan, the renewed covenant reading for Sukkot, day 3. We begin, Meshem Ha'ab, with Habin, with Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the One. The book of James, chapter 1, part 1, the testings of faith. The purpose of testings. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Verse 3, Gimel. Verse 4, Dalet. Yaakov. Ebed Elohim, wa Adonenu, Yeshua HaMashiach, Shoel Lishlom, Sheinim Asar HaShabbatim, Sheba Gola, Ak Lisimcha Chishbu Lakem Achai, Kasher Tabau Benisyonot Shonim, Mifne Sheodim Atem Ki Bohan Emunatkem Mebia Liyede Sablanut, We Hasablanut Shlema Tihie Bepa Allah Lemaan Tihiu Shlemim. Ut mimim ulo tachzoru ko debar. James, a servant of Elohim and of Ha'adon Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes that are scattered abroad, greetings, my brethren. Count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of Elohim, that giveth to all liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of Ha-Adon, of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, that Ha-Adon, that the Lord has promised to them that love him. Solicitation to do evil is not of Elohim. Let no man say, when he is tempted, I am tempted of Elohim. For Elohim cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begot he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of Elohim. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity and naughtiness, and receive with meekness the ingrafted word that is able to save your souls. The test of obedience. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. The test of true religion. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, his religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before Elohim Ha'ab, before God the Father, is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Chapter 2, The Test of Brotherly Love. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Verse 3, Gimel. Verse 4, Dalet. Verse 5, Hey. Achai. Al Yehi Masa Panim Be'emunatkem BeYeshua HaMashiach Adonenu Adon HaKabod. Ki Im Yabo Ish LeBeit HaKnesset Shelakem VeTabaot Zahab Al Yadayu VeHu Labush LeBushe Miklol UPa Sham Gam Ish Oni BiBgadim Zoim. Uf nitem el halabush lebushe miklol wa amartem lo sheb laka heina be kabod with la ani tomaru amad sham o sheb po mitachat la hadom raglai halo leb wa leb lakem wehinkem shoftim baale machashabot raot
Shemao achai ahubai halo be'ani'i ha'olam hazeh bachar ha'elohim lihiyot al-sorim ba'emuna ve'yorshe ha'malkut asher hibtiach le'ohabayu.
My brethren, have not the faith of Adonainu, Yeshua HaMashiach, the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, Ha Adon Kabod, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come to your assembly a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say to him, Sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, Stand thou there and sit here under my footstool. Are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are ye become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not Elohim chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom, that he has promised to them that love him? But ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men downpress you and draw you before the judgment seat? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by that ye are called? If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin, and are convinced of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, Do not commit adultery, said also, Do not murder. Now, if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou murder, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy that shewed no mercy, and mercy rejoices against judgment. The test of good works. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say to them, Depart ye in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things that are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead being alone. Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Shew me thy faith without works, and I will shew thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one Elohim, Elohim Achad. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? The illustration of Abraham. Was not Abinu Abraham, was not Abraham our father, justified by works when he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled that saith, Abraham believed Elohim, and it was imputed to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of Elohim. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith alone. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as a body without spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Chapter 3, Part 2, A True Faith Will Control the Tongue. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Achai, al yihyu rabim mikem lemorim ba'asher yadaitem ki bazot nachmir aleinu et hadin ki kulanu nikshalim harbe ba'asher lo yakashel bidibur hua ish tamim ve'yakol lasum resen lekol gufo. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all,
If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, that though they be so great, are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whitherso the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity, of lawlessness. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea, is tamed, and has been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we Elohim, even Ha'ab, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, that are made after the similitude of Elohim. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things are not so to be. Does a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either of vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh? Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him shew out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace.
Chapter 4, Part 3, The Rebuke of Worldliness. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit.
Hamilchamot vehamdanim asher bneikem me'ain hema halo mitok hatawot hamitgarot be'ebarekem atem mitawim ve'ain lakem teratchu utkanau ve'haseg lo tasigu taripu ve'tilchamu ve'ain lakem mifne shelo she'altem.
From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship of the world is enmity with Elohim? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of Elohim. Do ye think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, Elohim resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to Elohim. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to Elohim, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted, and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of Yahweh, and he shall lift you up. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judges his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgest the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that thou judgest another? Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanishes away. For that ye ought to say, if Yahweh will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Chapter 5, Part 4, The Rich Warned. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit.
Hoy ha asherim biku wehililu al hatarot asher tabona aleikem asherkem baula ubigdekem akalam osh.
Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as if it were fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last days. Behold the hire of the laborer who have reaped down your fields, which is kept of you back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them that have reaped are entered into the ears of Yahweh Tzebaot, the Lord of hosts. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. Ye have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he does not resist you. Part 4, Exhortations in View of the Coming of Ha-Adon. Exhortations in View of the Coming of the Lord. Be patient, therefore, brethren, to the coming of Ha-Adon. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and has long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of Ha-Adon draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of Yahweh for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy that endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of Ha-Adon, that Yahweh is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay be nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of Yahweh. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and Yahweh shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he that converteth the sinner from the error of his ways shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins.
Kabor Lakalu, Kabor Ladimtu, Kabor Lakhailu, Kabor Lakatamawi, Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Yes, 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 yes. Temesken, Temesken, Temesken. Giving thanks and praise here, here, here at the third day of the season for that reading right there, for the reading from James. Very important meditation, iditation, and I and I tabernacle, and I and I hut, and I and I den.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, you Mesken. Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus
Christos. One thing that most ones and ones might not know is that this season, the reason for the season also, there's the water aspect in this season. This is time and season that we pray even for the rains to come as we give thanks for the harvest. You know, here at the latter harvest, the earlier rains, the latter rains as brought out in that reading. Give thanks, Ras Ayerson, and also Ras Sahara Had, Ras Baruchu, Tafari for the readings. Here, 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 along with I and I and I and I, Ras Moshe as well. But here, this season, reason for season, we pray for the rains. It's also, there's a water aspect. We'll bring out that water aspect right here. And we pray for the water. We pray for that rain. Here, Majek Feshek, send down the rain. Send down the rain to grow the good crop and the good food and the good grain. Majek Feshek right here, here, here. Send.
Yeah. was a great trembling, and the earth shook. The mountain itself was moved by the presence of the Most High, who lives and reigns and rules.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day, his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm right here, here, here. The psalm here reflects in some ways even Ecclesiastes, Kohelet, the preacher, right here, a book that we read, especially on the Shabbat of the Sukkot, the Sabbath that occurs in the time of Sukkot. So we can go into a little midrash, a little reasoning right here. That was from the English, the basic plain KJV read right there. Here, a little Hebrew dubwise. Let's see if we have this right here to share. Yes, we have this on the burning spear. Praise ye, Yah. Praise he who be, who he be. Yes,
yes, hallelujah.
Mizmor kuf mem vav, hallelujah. Halleli nafshi et Adonai, ahalela Adonai bechayai, azammera lelohai beodi. Al tiftechu vindivim, beven adam she'en lo teshuha. Tetze ruho yashuv leadmato, bayom hahu avedu eshtonotav. Ashre she'el Yaakov ve'ezro, sivro al Adonai elohav. עושה שמיים וארץ, את הים ואת כל אשר בם, השומר אמת לעולם. עושה משפט לעשוקים, נותן לחם לרעבים, אדוני מתיר אסורים, אדוני פוקח עברים, אדוני זוקף כפופים, אדוני אוהב צדיקים, אדוני שומר אתגרים, יתום ואלמנה יעודד, ודרך רשעים יעוות. ימלוך אדוני לעולם, אלוהיך ציון לדור ודור, הללויה.
higher than night life.
The whole place is due for
So here, 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 today's daily psalm, here in the season, perfect, always perfect, always sure, always faithful, always perfect, always sure. Here we have Mizmor, Mizmor, Kof, Mim, wow, Kof, Mim, wow, in the ancient point, in Kof, Mim, or somebody then says Mim, Kof, Mim, wow, Kof, Mim, Vav, Kof, Mim, wow. Psalm 146. Psalm CXLVI. It is a hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah psalm. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord while I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. Happy is he whose help is the God of Jacob. So here, 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 here for Psalm 146. Here we have 146 verses 1 and 2 and verse 5. Verse 1 and 2 and verse 5. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Nafshi eti Yehovah. Praise Jehovah, O my soul. Hallelujah. Hali nafshi, speaking to she, Hali nafshi et Yahuwah, et Yahuwah, praise Jehovah, O nafshi, O my soul, O my psyche. Ehalelah Yahuwah, bechayai, I will praise, ehalelah, 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 I will praise, I will elil Jehovah, halelah, ehalelah, Yahuwah, bechayai. Bechayai, in chayai, in my life, in my liberty. The interpretive sense here, while I live. Bechayai, in my life. Chay, chay, life. Chayai, my life. Bechayai, in my life, in my liberty. Ehala, Yahuwah, bechayai. Ezamera, lelohai, beodi. I will praise, sing Isis, Ezamera. I will chant. Zamar, Zamar, Mezmur, chant, Isis, Izamrah, Lelohai, Be'odi, while I have my being, I will praise, I will chant Isis to Elohai, Hailiai, Lelohai, Izamrah, Lelohai, Be'odi, 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 in my being, while I have, as with while I live, literally is Be'chayai. In my life, in my chai, bechayai, in my life. Here we have be'odi, be'odi, in my being, be'odi. And here, the hey verse, also here, 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 of the midrash, midrash, the hey verse, the fifth verse, ashrei, she'el, she'el, ya'ikob, be'ezro, be'ezro, happy is he whose help, Ezro, whose help is the God of Jacob. Ashrei, Ashrei, happy, Ashrei, She'el, She'el, whose El, Ashrei, She'el, Ya'ikov, be'ezro, happy is he. As we have in the first Mizmor of David, Ashrei, Ha'ish, often translated as blesses the man in the Hebrew is a sense of happy, happiness of the man. Ashrei, the happiness, She'el, of El Ya'ikov, whose El, whose God is the God of Jacob, whose help is the God of Jacob. Ashrei, She'el, Ya'ikov, be'ezro. Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah, Ermias. Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 20 and 13, in Jeremiah 20, We have sing to the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Shiru la Yahuwah. Hallelujah to Yahuwah. Sing to Jehovah. Shiru. Sing your Shiru la Yahuwah to Jehovah. Hallelujah. Praise. Exalt. Elil. Hallelujah to Yahuwah. Praise your Jehovah. Wherefore sing? Why? Praise him. Because, as the verse goes on to say, he hath delivered the soul of the meek from the hand of evildoers. For he hath delivered the soul of the meek. Hear, hear, hear. Ki chitzil. Ki chitzil. Eta nefesha avion. For he hath delivered the soul of the needy. Ki chitzil. Et nefesha avion. Miyad mira'im. From the hand, miyad. From the yad, the hand, miyad. Mira'im. From the hand of Miraim, the hand of evil doers. When HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, fells evil doers into Gehenna, Gehinnom, into Hebrew hell, into Gehenna, and delivers the righteous, the tzidkim, the righteous will extol Him and sing praise, Isis to Him, because He does not abandon the meek. He does not abandon the Ebyon, the needy, the Ebyon, the needy, as we have it here, also translated as meek, also here, ki chitzil et nefesha Ebyon, for he hath delivered the soul of the needy, the soul of the Ebyon. Thus, like this scripture says, even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 66:2, but on this man will I look, even on him that is meek and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Ve'il zeh abit il oni yahuwa nekei ruach, ve'hared ala devari. But on this man will I look. Ve'il zeh abit, ve'il zeh abit. But on this man will I look. Il onni, even on him that is poor. Il onni, u nekei ruach, u nekech, ruach, u nekei ruach, and of a contrite spirit, irit ruach. We chared, and trembleth, vecharid, we chared, and trembleth al devari, and trembleth at my word. Similarly, in the preceding mizmor, preceding psalm, chant, it is written, the Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. Here in the previous psalm, Psalm 145, verses 20-21. Shomer Yahuwah et kol ohayo. Ve'et kol ha'rishayim yashmid. Tehilat Yahuwah yedaver pi. Ve'barek kol basar shem kadsho. Le'olam wa'ad. Jehovah preserveth all them that love him. Shomer Yahuwah. Et kol ohebayo. Et kol ohebayo. Et kol ohebayo. All those that love him. Ve'et kol ha'rishayim yashmid, but all the rishayim, all the ratchet, the wicked, yashmid, will he destroy. Tehilat Yahuwah yedaver pi, my mouth shall speak the praise, the tehilat, the praise of Jehovah. Tehilat Yahuwah yedaver pi. We varek kol basar shem kadisho le'olam wa'ed. And may all flesh bless his holy name. We varek kol basar shem kadisho. And may all flesh bless his holy name. We varek kol basar shem kadisho le'olam wa'ed. Forever le'olam. Wa'ed, and ever, for ivor and ivor. So hear from the preceding psalm to this psalm right here. So similarly, the preceding psalm writes that Jehovah preserveth all those who love him, but all the wicked, the ratchet, will he destroy, downstroy. My mouth shall speak of the praise, the eyes is the praise of Jehovah. My mouth shall speak of the praise, the eyes is Tehillat Yahuwah Yidaber Pi. We varek kol basar shem kadisho le'olam wa'ed. And not I alone, not I or one or alone shall speak his praise, but it says all flesh will bless his holy, his set-apart name forever and ever for ever and ever. We varek, some would say, or we barek, the ancient pointing, we barek kol basar shem kadisho. Hence, here, it is said, I will praise the Lord while I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Ehallah Yahuwah b'chayai izamra lelohaya b'odi. I will praise. Ehallah Yahuwah b'chayai. In my life, b'chayai, I will chant Isis Zamra, le'lohai, tahailiai, le'elohai, le'lohai, b'odi. I will chant Isis to Elohai, hailiai, while I have my being, b'odi, in my being. As Shlomo, Solomon said, according to Ecclesiastes, Kohelet, the preacher, Ecclesiastes 9 and 12, man also knoweth not his time. Ki gam lo yeda'a ha'adam eta ito. For man also knoweth not his time, his aywa. Ki gam lo yeda'a ha'adam et ito. For Adam knoweth also. For Adam also, ki, for gam, also, lo, yeda'a, doesn't know, doesn't yada, yada'a, lo, yeda'a, ha-Adam, for Adam also knoweth not, et ito, knoweth not his iwa, knoweth not his time. If a man does not praise, chant Isis, praise Ha'el, the true God, while he is alive, when can he praise him? Surely not when he is dead. For it is said, even in Psalm 115, verse 17, the dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. Lo hameitim ye hallelujah, v'lo kol yordei duma. For the dead praise, hallel not Jah, the dead don't hallelujah. Lo hameitim, ye hallelujah. Lo no hameitim, the dead, ye hallelujah. Praising, ala ililtin, praise, Isising, ye hallelujah. The dead don't hallelujah. Velo kola yordeya duma, neither any that go down into silence, willow, and no, willow, call your day, all that descend, dumma, into dumma, into silence. And it is also written in the sixth psalm at the sixth verse, for in death there is no remembrance of thee, of the I. In the grave, who will give thee thanks? Ki ein b'maweta yikareka bishol mi yodelak. For in death there is no remembrance of thee, of the I. Ki ein, ba-mawet, ba-mavet, yikareka, yikareka. For in death there is no remembrance, zikareka, remembrance of the I male. Ki ein, ba-mawet, yikareka, bishol, and in sheol, the anti-repatriation state in sheol, bishol, mi yodelak, mi who, yodelak, who will give thee thanks, yodeh, Mi yodeh lak, who will give the eye thanks? Who then must praise thee? Who then must praise Isis, the eye? Psalm 115, verse 18, it reads, we, from this time forth, from this Iowa forward and for Iva, will bless the Lord. We will bless he who be who he be. Wa nachnu nivarek ya. Wa nachnu nivarek ya. Wa nachnu yibarek ya. But I and I will bless nibarek ya. Bless ja. Wa nachnu nibarek ya. Me ata we ada olam. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We, from this Iowa forth and for Iva, will bless Yah, will bless Jah. Wa nachnu nivarek Yah, me ata wa ada olam. Hallelujah. That is, the living, he shall praise thee, according to Yeshaya, Yeshayahu, Isaiah 38 and 19. Chai, chai, hu, yodecha, the living, he shall praise thee, I. Chai, chai, hu, yodecha, the living, chai, hu, he, himself, yodecha, yodecha, he shall praise, he shall thank thee, he shall thank thee, I, male, the living, he shall praise thee, chai, chai, hu, yodecha, not they that are in the grave, can praise, can thank thee, can thank the I. For as Ecclesiastes, Kohelet, the preacher, Ecclesiastes 9 and 10 reads, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither, where thou goest. Ki ein ma'iseh, we cheshbon, we da'ata, we chokmah, bishol asher, ata holek shama. For there is no ki ain, there is no ki ain, for there is no ma'iseh, there is no work, ki ain ma'iseh, with cheshbon, nor device, with cheshbon, with da'at, nor knowledge, with chokmah, nor wisdom, bishol in sheol, asher atahulet shama, whither, where, thou goest, there, asher, ata, holek, shamma, shamma, there. Hence, it is said right here, I will praise Jehovah while I live. I will praise Jehovah in my life, in my liberty. Ehalela Yahuwah bechayai, in I life, I liberty. I will sing praise, I'll chant Isis to Elohai, Hailiyai, while I have my being, in my being. Izamra lelohai beodi. Oh, put not your trust in princes, nor in any son of man, for there is no help in them. Ala tiv techu, be ben adam, shein lo tishua, shein lo tishua. Put not your trust in princes. Al tia b'techu v'nidavim, or be nidavim in the nidavim, the nidavim, the princes. Allah tia b'techu be a nidavim, nor in the son of Adam, b'ben Adam, she'ein la'u tishua, in whom, in the son of Adam, in whom there is no help, in the son of Adam, ben Adam, she'ein la'u tishua. A man has no right to put his trust in the works of his forebears. Hear, hear, hear. For there is no help in them, we notice here within the translation, but the Hebrew right here says, in the son of Adam, Shein, Lau, Teshua, there is no Teshua, not help, but Teshua, salvation. There is no saving Teshua. So a man has no right to put his trust in the works of his forebears. Yishmael has no right to say, Abraham is my father. I am part of him, and he will help me. Esau has no right to say, Yaakov, Jacob was righteous, and he will help me. By virtue of his works, I shall be redeemed. For the verse, even in Psalm 49 and 8, it reads, no man can by any means redeem his brother. Ach, lo fada, yifde ish. No man can by any means redeem his brother, his ach. Ach, lo fada, yifde ish. Nor give to Elohim a ransom for him. Lo yitain le Elohim. Kafro, his atonement. Lo yitain le Elohim kafro. No man can by any means redeem his brother. Ach, lo fada yifde ish. Means that a man's ach, his man's brother, Wendim, cannot redeem him. If a man does no good in this world, he has no right to put his trust in the works of his forebears. If a man does no good in this world, he has no right to put his trust in the works of his forebears. Hence, here it is said, oh, put not your trust in princes, nor in any son of man, for there is no help, there's no Teshua, there's no Teshua, there is no salvation. There's no salvation in him. Al tivtechu, be a nidivim, bibain Adam, Shein lo Teshua. In what, therefore, in what should you put your trust? In your own wise labors. For it is said even in Mishle Shlomo and the Mashal, Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 9 and 12, it reads, if thou art wise for thyself. Im hakamta lak, if the eye are wise, im hakamta, thou, the eye, art wise for thyself. Hakamta lak. Likewise, scripture says in Proverbs 16:26, he that laboreth for himself. Nefesh amel, amla lau, the hunger of the laboring man laboreth for him. Amel, amla lau, he that laboreth for himself. In the Eit Hava, the Zaman Hava, in the time that I were to come, no man will eat because of his forefather's labors or labor, but each and every man will eat because of his own labor. For it is said, even in Kohelet and Ecclesiastes 6 and 7, all the labor of man is for his mouth. Kol Emal Ha'adam Lefihu, all the labor of man is for his mouth. Kol ha'emal ha'adam lefihu, all the labor of man is for his mouth. It is also written, in Kohelet and Ecclesiastes, in the preacher, Ecclesiastes 3 and 22, wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his portion. Wherefore I perceived that there is nothing better. There's nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his portion. Here, Kohelet, Ecclesiastes. Viraiti, and I saw, viraiti. Viraiti, and I saw, ki ein tova me asher yismach ha'adam be ma'esayo ki hu chelko, for that is his portion. Wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better. Ra'iti ki ain'to, for nothing good, ki ain'to. Ra'iti, and I saw, perceive, see, seen. Ra'iti ki ain'to. I perceive that there was nothing good, nothing better. Me'asher yismach, than that a man should rejoice. Me'asher, 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 me'asher yismach, 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 sameach, yismach ha'adam, that a man should rejoice. Be'ma'esayo, in ma'esayo, in his walk, in his works. Be'ma'esayo, ki, for, who, for, he, for, it, chelko, for it is his portion. Ki hu chelko, that a man, that is a man has no portion in anything other than his own walks, than his own works. That is to say, wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better, nothing good, than that a man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his portion. Ki hu chelko, that is, a man has no chelek, portion in anything other than his own works. As scripture says, even in Psalm 128, Hebraically, the second verse, the eighth verse, blessed is everyone that feareth, that reverenceth, that respecteth the Lord, that walketh, that trotteth in his ways, for thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands. Happy shalt thou the eye be, and it shall be well with thee, it shall be well with the eye. Mizmor Kof Kaf Chet Shir Hama'ilot, a song of ascents, Hama'ilot, of going up, ascension psalm. Shir Hama'ilot, song of degrees. Ashrei Kol Yirei Yahuwah, Ashrei, happy, beatitude is everyone that respecteth Jehovah. Ashrei Kol Yirei Yahuwah, Haholeka Biaderakayo, that walketh, Haholek, that trotteth, that walketh it out. It's ha-ho-lake, di derakayo, that walketh, that trotteth in derakayo, in his ways. Yegi'ah, kapeka, kia tokel, ashareka, witob lak. When thou eatest the labor of thy hands, yegi'ah, kapeka, of your palms, of your hands, kapeka, of the eye, male hands, ki tokel, when you eat, tokel, ki tokel, ashareka, witob lak, ashareka, happy the eye, beatitude the eye, ashareka, witob lak, and it shall be well with the eye, witob lak, it shall be well with the eye, hence, it is said, even here, in today's daily psalm, in Mizmor, Kof Mim, wow, Kof Mim Vav, Kof Mim, wow. Put not your trust in princes. Put not your trust in princes. Al tiyah bitachu, bitachu, al tiyah bitachu, be a niddabim, in the niddabim. V'nedavim, and princes, and devim, and the beam, and princes. Oh, put not your trust in princes. Alativa techu, v'nedavim, nor in any son of Adam. B'ben Adam, nor in the son. B'ben Adam, b'ben Adam, b'ben Adam. Shein lau tishua, in whom there is no help, in whom there is no salvation. Teshua, Shein Lau, and not for him. Teshua, salvation. Human aid often, men and people aid often, proves to be a broken reed. The son of Adam, Biben Adam, Shein Lau, Teshua. For when the breath of man goeth forth, he shall turn again to his earth, and then all his thoughts perish. Hear, the Dalet, he breaks the Dalet verse, the fourth verse. Teitzeya rucho yashuv le adamato bayom hahu avdu eshtonotayo In that very day his thoughts perish. By what mashal, what parable may this verse be interpreted? Metargum, targumed. By the mashal, the parable, the proverb, the parable of a water skin. When it is blown full of air and is standing upright, he who sees it from afar is afraid of it, wondering what kind of thing it is. But what happens? As he comes near it, he sees that it is only a water skin. And when he touches it and it falls down and the air that filled it escapes, the man says, was I afraid of this? There was nothing to it except the air that made it stand upright. Even so does HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, say, all flesh is nothing. All flesh is no thing, nothing, no thing. As it is said even in Yeshayahu in Isaiah 40 and 6, where it reads, all flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. Kol habasara hatir, ukol hasto kutzitza hasadeh, all flesh is grass. Kol habasar chatzir, all flesh, kol habasar is grass, chatzir, chatzir, and all the goodliness thereof, we call a chasto, and all the mercy, the chasto, the loving kindness, chasto, we call a chasto, we call a chasto, and all the goodliness, the loving kindness, chasto, of it, kutzitza hasadeh, as the tzitz, the flower, kutzitza hasadeh, the seeds of the sadeh, of the field, as the flower of the field. Likewise, scripture says, even in Eob, in Job 25 and 6, how much less man that is a worm, and the son of man that is a maggot. And Job says in Job 25 and 6, how much less man that is a worm, and the son of man that is a maggot. Man stands upright only because he has breath. Man stands upright only because he has breath. As soon as his breath escapes, he becomes dust. As scripture says, even here, in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Meim, wow, Psalm 146, here, Hebraically, in the Dalet, the fourth verse, when the breath of man goeth forth, he returneth to his dust. Teitze ruho yashub le adamato. Teitze ruach. When the iris, the spirit, teitze, exoduses, goes forth, when she goes forth. Yashub. He returneth, yashub le admato, to his adama, to his earth, to his ground. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, spoke thus, like this. I created this being, but it is he who stands and boasts. Wicked Sennacherib came, and he boasted and reviled and blasphemed. But as soon as his breath escaped, his thoughts perished. So it was with Pharaoh, and so it was with Haman. And so it is with all the wicked, the ratchet men in the world, the ratchet men and people, the Rishaim in the world that revile and blaspheme. They are only breath, and when their breath escapes, their thoughts perish. Do you desire an intercessor who will stand by you forever, for either? Then trust him always, and you will stand upright. As it is said, even here, in Mizmor Kof Meim, wow, Psalm 146, at the Hay, the fifth verse, happy is he that hath the El of Ya'ikov, the El, the Hayel of Ya'ikov, for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Ashrei She'el Ya'ikov be'ezro. Sivro, Ali Yahuwah Elohayo, whose hope, Sivro, Ali Yahuwah in Jehovah Elohayo, his Elohim Elohayo. Oh, that you knew in whom you ought to put your trust. in him who made Shamayim, the heavens, and Aretz, Ha'aretz, the earthly plane. Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim says, ever since I stretched out Ha'shamayim, the heavens, and spread forth Ha'aretz, the earth, the earthly plane, have they budged from their places? Have they? Have they budged from their places? So too, he who puts his trust in me, so too, he who puts his eifidence, his godfidence in I, his reward shall never cease, never ever cease. Hence it is said, even right here, Ashrei she'el Ya'akov be'ezro, sivro aliyahu elohayo, happy, beatitude, is he that hath the El of Ya'akov for Ezro, for his help, whose hope, sivro aliyahu is in Jehovah elohayo, his Elohim. And what does Scripture at once go on to say? Even in the wow, in the vav, the wow verse, here in the sixth verse, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is? Who made? Oseh shemayim wa'aret eta hayama ve'ilo kol asher bam. Who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is? Oseh shemayim wa'aret eta hayama ve'eta kol asher bam. What is taught by all that in them is? What is taught by ve'et kol asher bam? Ve'et kol asher bam. What is taught by all that in them is? Y'all are taught that over against every creature, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim, has on earth, on the earthly plane, he has its like. He has his like, its like in the sea. He has its like in the sea for every, over against every creature that Elohim has on earth. He has its like in the sea. Hence, here, it is said, who made? He who be, who he be, Elohayo, Elohai, Hailiai, who made Shamayim wa'aretz. Shamayim wa'aretz, va'aretz, who made heaven and earth. The sea, et hayam, Hayam, the sea, and all that in them is. Ve'et kol asher bam. From the fact that the scripture says all call in them bam, the commentator concludes that each earthly creature has its counterpart in the sea. From the fact that scripture here, in Mizmor Kof Mem Wow, it says call all. In the phrase ve'et kol asher bam, ve'et kol asher bam, because scripture says all call, and it says in them bam. The commentator here on the midrash concludes that each earthly creature has its counterpart in hayam, in the yam, because of ve'et kol asher bam. The counterpart is in hayam, 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 hayam. Hayam, 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 hayam.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, Jah created the heaven and the earth. Then created man of his own likeness. Gave unto man wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
አይነን አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤል ሮኢም
to the words of Jacob. These are the words of our father, oh Israel, let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Praises be to the Almighty One. Shall you see where we are going? For our sake I make those pleas. For the seeds. Destroy peace and unity.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, protect our night, every day we cry. We no want tomorrow, now it's called if we fly.
Is God known? His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. An exalted power to the lion. 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 In his divine being to the kings of Israel. Divine being to the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. And at times, to God. And at times, to God. And at times, to God himself. 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 Himself.
Highly Selassie, oh.
Rejoice. Yes, sir.